Chapter 9. Poor Danny. Poor Danny. Posey said as she got into bed, "He can't go to first grade tomorrow." She curled up on her side so she could look at her veil. It was hanging on the back of her chair. How about a book? Said her mom. Not tonight, said Posey. I want to fall asleep fast, so it's tomorrow. Her mom sat on the edge of Posey's bed. "Now, remember," she said, "tomorrow I'm going to stop the car at the kiss and go sign." Posey nodded. "You will give me a kiss and walk up to the school, okay? Miss Lee will be waiting," said Posey. "Right, Miss Lee smiles a lot. Posey said, sleepy. "I'm glad," said her mom. Her mom kissed her goodnight and turned off the light. But it turned off the light. But Posey didn't close her eyes. She wanted to see if her veil sparkled in the dark. It did. With every new breeze that came through the window, the stars twinkled in the light of the moon. Right up to the minute Posey fell asleep. Right on through the night. They were twinkling in the sun. The next morning when she opened her eyes, it was the first day of first grade.